The United Nations Security Council held a nearly four-hour meeting on Israel's campaign in Gaza, where council members largely discussed the famine and killings of humanitarian aid workers and journalists, while Israel's ambassador blasted Hamas and the United Nations. Among the speakers at the meeting was the UN Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator, Joyce Msuya.
This famine is not a product of drought or some form of natural disaster. It is a created catastrophe, the result of a conflict that has caused massive civilian death, injury, destruction, and forced displacement.
A released Israeli hostage, Ilana Gritsevsky, also addressed the council, urging it not to turn away or let political divisions silence the voices of victims.
Use your influence, your power, your responsibility to demand the unconditional release of every hostage. No tomorrow, not in some distant future, but now. We need to make a deal. People in Israel want this war to end.
Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour urged the diplomats to go to Tel Aviv and hear people saying, stop the war so hostages can be released.
All the hostages that were released, including this lady with us, Ms. Gritsky, was released because of a ceasefire. Ceasefire saved lives, release hostages. Continuation of the war takes lives and kill our children and women and many others, including Israelis.
Israeli Ambassador Danny Danon disputed reports of famine and the killings of civilians. He also blasted what he called empty UN statements and meaningless summits.
At least be honest about what your statements really mean. Empowering Hamas and allowing them to continue to exploit the people of Gaza and threaten the people of Israel, that's what it means if they will stay there. And I tell you today, we will never allow that to happen.
The Security Council did not take action at the meeting, but 14 of the 15 permanent Security Council members, all but the United States, signed on to a statement recognizing a famine in Gaza and calling it a man-made crisis. The statement also warns that using starvation as a weapon of war is banned under international law. So those diplomats join a host of other leaders that have called for an end to the war and release of hostages. Another such leader, Pope Leo XIV, called Wednesday for an end to this spiral of violence, to end the war, and to give priority to the common good of people. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.